The El Paso Opera is back with their 22nd season featuring Tis the Season for Opera, El Paso Opera's inaugural holiday concert that will be performed on Friday, December 18th at 7:30 at the Abraham Chavez Theater. In the spirit of the season, they will present holiday-themed scenes from well-known operas featuring alumni of the world-famous Santa Fe Opera Apprentice Singers Program, including Mexican mezzo-soprano Sichelle Claveri, tenor Cooper Nolan, and baritone Ricardo Rivera. Today, my guests are guest artistic director David Holloway and Wilma Salzman of the El Paso Opera Foundation Board. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, it's so nice to be here.
So, Wilma, you have quite the legacy with the opera. So I feel like you should give us a little rundown since you've been with the opera from the beginning, you said.
Yes, for about 21 years. We've done many, many wonderful productions, and we're happy to be back and ready to do another season this year.
And you're also, I mean, you are a passionate opera fan.
I certainly am.
And a Santa Fe opera goer?
Yes, for about 30 years.
Do you have anything to do with David coming to be our
I don't. And perhaps David can tell you it's just been a wonderful chain of events that has brought us together. So, David, why don't you tell her the details?
Well, I have to say we have a mutual friend in Katie Updike Wagner, who is from El Paso, and she has known me and my wife for 30 years, since we came back from Germany, you know, in the early 90s. And Katie at that time lived in Chicago. She then moved to Colorado and then back to El Paso to be with her parents, who were elderly. And Katie was having a party at her home, and she invited Robert Gonzalez, who's the chair of the El Paso Opera Board. And he was talking about the productions that he was doing and wondering if if there might be some help someplace. And I have to say, I've done this will be my 12th season as director of the Apprentice Singers Program with the Santa Fe Opera. And one of my concerns is that, with places like the New York City Opera gone these days, it really is up to regional opera to help young singers, post-apprentice program, to help get their start. So it's my interest, actually, to use emerging young artists in any way that I can outside of the Santa Fe Opera to help them get a start so that maybe someday they'll be invited to the Santa Fe Opera.
And it seems like we're killing two birds with one stone because you're helping us out by being our guest artistic director. And then, we have these young performers who now have this wonderful platform to perform with. So I feel like we're equally as thankful for you, David.
Well, and it's also for a company that is that has had some challenges in the last few years. It's also they're not as expensive as hiring Metropolitan Opera stars and people like that. They're eager to get started. Some of them are every bit as good as anybody that you'll find in New York. Most of these are. I tell you, the group that is coming for the holiday concert, they're marvelous young singers, folks. They're really good. They're going to do a wonderful program for you.
Can you tell us a little bit more about each one? Sichelle, I know she has this beautiful French name, but you said she's Mexican.
She's from Guadalajara, and she studied here at the University of Houston and then at Rice University. She has a wonderful background. She was actually our cover, the understudy for Carmen, when we did it here 2 years ago. And I know she has done it someplace else. She's a wonderful singer, and Alyssa Martin is a mezzo-soprano who's going to be on the program. And Alyssa, it comes out of Indiana University. The opera has just had her do a series of programs, holiday programs up here. I just heard her yesterday afternoon in Albuquerque. Galeano Salas is a young singer from, he's at the Philadelphia Vocal Academy right now, and also Mexican. I can't remember where he's from, but it may be Houston as well, but a beautiful singer. And he's going to be in this concert. Ricardo Rivera was an apprentice with us for 2 summers, but he's already sung Marcello in El Paso a couple years ago.
Yes, he was in our La Boheme production.
So
yes,
straight from the source. We got a good one there.
Right, absolutely.
And then Nicholas Brownlee has been an apprentice the last 2 summers to 2014, 2015, and Nicholas is now with the Los Angeles program. But Nicholas was one of the winners of the Metropolitan Opera competition this last spring. He's just a star in the making, a terrific young man. So I'm so proud that all of them, you know, when I called them, I said, sure, David, we'd love to come to El Paso. Yeah. Here we go.
Now, you mentioned Carmen, and I know that one's programmed for March. Will the same singers participate in Carmen, or do you have
that? That has been kind of my idea. Nothing is set in stone yet, but my idea was to help introduce some of these singers down here in this concert. And then, you know, if everything goes well, I'd love to have them back, a number of them.
But do you not also have auditions planned for El Paso? Is that correct,
yes,
David?
I do have.
Yes.
Yes, the auditions will be coming up this weekend. And if somebody bowls me over, why, you know, I'm bowlable. Let me tell you, folks, I listen to a lot of auditions. The Santa Fe Opera for this coming season, 2016, we had 1,097, I think it is, applications for the apprentice program. We chose 45 singers. We heard live auditions around 500 singers.
Remarkable.
Wow.
Robert Tweeten and I, and Robert is, of course, going to be the pianist music director of this program in next week in El Paso. And he's just a phenomenal pianist and a phenomenal conductor and a great musician. So he and I do the auditions together and have been doing them now for many years.
It sounds you guys are coming up here to have some fun. I mean, it's what you do.
You know each other. I don't want to do anything where I don't have any fun. It's just, you know, putting the program together has been fun. Watching these young people work is always fun. I tell everybody, I have the best job in opera.
That's right.
There's just no better job. I have to be very careful about who I hire and what we do. And, of course, I get very careful instructions from our general manager, Charles McKay, and Brad Woolbright, my artistic director. But we have a great time doing it. And the young people who come here just rave about the program. They really love being here.
And, David, I mean, as an audience member, if everybody who's doing the production is having fun, that transcends into the audience.
Absolutely.
Oh, you know it does.
And there's nothing like that.
And having young people, these are all, you know, I think there are a couple of 30-year-olds and several under 30, you know. They're just under 30. I think the average age of an apprentice last summer was 28. And that's about our average age for this program, I would say.
And Wilma, have you seen these performers before?
I did. I saw them just this summer. I saw the apprentice scenes that David had put together with the apprentices, and it was a wonderful evening of young singers. And I've known some apprentices who have come through the program over the years. And I think the remarkable thing about David, and David, you haven't said this, is he's had a long-lived professional career. He sung at the Metropolitan Opera for 7 seasons, sung in Germany for 10 years, directed a vocal program in Chicago. So he's got a wealth of experience that he shares with these young people, and now they're going to share it with El Paso.
And that's just wonderful. So let's talk about the two shows. We have Tis the Season for Opera. What can people expect? Do you already know what's going to be performed?
I turned in the program today. What I would love to have as a seasonal concert, it should be celebratory music, but it's going to be some music from opera. It's not necessarily all of Christmas, but we're, of course, including some Christmas pieces in it. And with these wonderful, you know, Mexican singers that I have on the program, we're going to be doing some pieces from Zarzuela and various other things. We'll do the O Holy Night, of course, and then this fantastic duet from I Puritani by Bellini called Suoni la Tromba. It's a marvelous piece between a baritone and a bass, and they just rock the building when they do it.
Wilma, is there a particular piece that you're looking forward to?
I think the whole evening is going to be wonderful. A Holy Night is a traditional favorite of mine, though, so I'm happy that you're including that, David. That's wonderful.
I'm also doing the first opening quintet from Magic Flute.
Great.
When Papageno gets his mouth padlock closed.
Yes.
That is on the first part of the program. We're also going to be doing a couple of pieces from Carmen. I figured it was a good idea, since we're planning to do Carmen in the spring, to have a couple of pieces to represent that piece. And one of them is going to be the Toreador's aria,
Which is one of your pieces from when you were active in the field, correct?
I know it pretty well. Yes, I do. And what I want, this is Ricardo Rivera is going to do it, and we're going to have the audience sing the short chorus line. So, and I don't know whether Ricardo wants me to help him get the chorus to do that, or whether he'll handle it. We'll work that out next week when he's there. But the audience is going to have to sing at this program too, folks.
So they better be prepared. And you can get your tickets for Tis the Season at any Ticketmaster location. And I have a feeling that once you preview some of the arias from Carmen, that they'll want to buy tickets for Carmen as well, which they can do. Is that correct, Wilma?
Yes, season tickets are available now. And you can get them at the opera office by calling 581-5534. And they'll mail them right out to you.
Well, we look forward to the 22nd season. And David, we look forward and thank you so much for gracing us with your presence as our guest artistic director. I have a feeling it's going to be a good time.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm really looking forward to it. I'll get down there late this week sometime. So.
Great. Well, we're looking forward to it, too. Today, my guests have been guest artistic director David Holloway and Wilma Salzman of the Opera Foundation Board. Thank you so much for being a part of State of the Arts.
Thank you, Marina.
Thank you.